This morning on WCHL, allergy season will likely come to us as a big slap in the face this year.
Because we had such an unusually harsh and cold winter this year, that spring pollen has been delayed quite a bit.
The Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association Community Center is finally a go.
This has been something that has been anticipated, but I think with some degree of skepticism.
And for the ninth consecutive year, the University of North Carolina received a record number of first-year applications, well above the 30,000 mark. These stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, basketball season is officially in the books in Chapel Hill, and we turn our attention back to spring football. Yesterday was an interesting day. Plus, your local minor league baseball team throws its first pitch out tonight with a fresh coat of paint on the Durham Bulls Athletic Park walls. And
it looks like Coach K and old Roy will be around for a while.
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:06 at WCHL. We have 53 degrees in Chapel Hill, 52 this morning in Carrboro, also 52 in Hillsboro. A nice day, partly sunny. There is a 40% chance of a shower, mainly in the afternoon. High today about 80. Just when you might have been just about finished sneezing and feeling stuffy from that winter cold or flu that so many people suffered from this year, prepare to start sneezing and feeling stuffy all over again from the springtime pollen. The beginning of allergy season doesn't hit everybody, but for those who tend to suffer most, the next couple of weeks could be rather miserable. Allergist and immunologist Dr. David Fitzhugh of Chapel Hill tells us why.
With a typical, relatively mild winter in the southeastern United States, we have kind of a gradual release of the spring pollens. And typically we see this coming on in late February, perhaps the beginning of March. But because we had such an unusually harsh and cold winter this year, that spring pollen has been delayed quite a bit.
That means that instead of a gradual release of spring pollen, we're looking at what Fitzhugh calls a sudden explosion.
Having these sustained temperatures, particularly nightly temperatures above 50 and daily temperatures above 65, 70, we'll see a very rapid increase in the spring pollens in the next couple of weeks.
And the doctor says it could peak any time, 2 to 4 weeks from now. Fitzhugh, who runs Allergy Partners of Chapel Hill, recommends that mild to moderate allergy sufferers take over-the-counter antihistamines daily. If symptoms persist, nasal steroids could be the answer. Fitzhugh says that if none of those things work, you might want to consider getting an allergy shot. To check pollen counts in our area, you can visit the site of the American Academy of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology at aaaai.org. That's 4 A's and an I.org, and click on the appropriate link to get more. Orange County commissioners have awarded a bid to finally build the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association Community Center. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more on this long-running story.
This has been a long time coming. This has been something that has been anticipated, but I think with some degree of skepticism.
That's Orange County Commissioner Earl McKee, who voted along with all of his fellow commissioners on Tuesday night to award a $522,488 bid to Riggs Herod Builders of Durham for the construction of the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association Community Center. Director of Asset Management Jeff Thompson of Riggs Herod said that if the permitting process runs on a fast track, construction could start in early May and take 6 to 8 months. The project has been in the works for a long time. It's part of a remediation plan for the historically African-American neighborhood that straddles the jurisdictions of Orange County, Chapel Hill, and Carrboro. Residents have lived with the landfill and its environmental impact for 40 years. The community center was put on hold last September when bids came in at between $1.3 and $1.6 million. Commissioners had authorized $650,000 for the project, so it was literally sent back to the drawing board. On Tuesday, project architect Patrick LeBeau of Perkins & Will in Durham explained to commissioners how small changes in design allowed for the bid to come in under budget this time.
The building has shrunk a little bit in height and elevation, but we feel like it's still going to be a great community center. We're happy about it, and we hope that you guys will be as well.
The site will include a basketball court and playground. The building itself will have a large community room that holds between 70 and 80 people for events, as well as office and kitchen space, a computer room, a library, and a regular classroom. Commissioner Mark Dorison expressed his excitement and made this proposal.
If this total project comes in for less than $650,000, I would support us committing to the $650,000 we said we would put in for any additional furniture, kitchen equipment, any of the things that might have been pulled out.
The next day, Minister Robert Campbell, president of the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association, said he was grateful for all the people who worked together to get this far.
There's so many things that could be accomplished with this community center to give our young people somewhere to socially engage or to also to help enhance the community through different programs.
Campbell said those will include after-school programs, classes for parents, and nutrition workshops. He added that the center may also be home to a food bank. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
UNC received a total of 31,321 first-year applications this admission cycle, and that sets a ninth consecutive record. It's an increase of 2% from last year and an increase of 35% compared to just 5 years ago. According to the UNC Office of Undergraduate Admissions, regular decisions were released on Friday, and 2,655 out of the 15,817 students who applied were offered admission. Factoring in early decision applicants, the university expects 3,990 new first-year students to enroll in August. Overall, 28% of first-year applicants were accepted. Of in-state students who applied, 52% were offered admission. For out-of-state applicants, 17% were offered admission. Across both deadlines, 83% of admitted students are ranked in the top 10% of their high school class, and 14% will be the first in their families to attend college. More than 19% identified themselves as African American, American Indian, or Latino or Latina. The Pittsboro Farmers Market is moving to a new location in Pittsboro at Main Street Station, 287 East Street, relocating from its longtime home at the Chatham County Fairgrounds. The first market of the 2014 season kicks off this afternoon at 3:30. Cheese, meat, vegetables, soaps, baked goods, and other items will be available for purchase. The new location offers ample parking for customers, and the paved lot is handicapped accessible as well, according to event organizers. The decision to change locations was made at the Pittsboro Farmers Market annual meeting last month. The market lasts until 6:30 p.m. So once again, today's first day, 3:30 until 6:30, Pittsboro Farmers Market at its new location at Main Street Station, 287 East Street. It's April. That means it's North Carolina Beer Month. The Tar Heel State is recognized for its growing craft beer industry. And to celebrate, the events are going on right here in Orange County and all across North Carolina. Rachel Nash has this report.
The craft brewing industry in North Carolina is not all that old, and for it to have grown as much as it has is really remarkable.
That's Susan Brown of the North Carolina Division of Tourism, who has helped to organize North Carolina Beer Month, which is celebrating its second year. As of 2014, North Carolina now has about 100 breweries, which Brown said is considerably more than any other state in the South.
North Carolina has more craft breweries than any state south of Pennsylvania and east of Texas. There's a lot here to appreciate. I mean, we claim you're the state of southern beer, and I think that holds up.
Locally, the festivities kicked off Monday at Top of the Hill. The day was dubbed Blueberry Day, and the selection of choice was the brewery's Blue Ridge Blueberry Wheat. It was named the best fruit beer in the world at the 2010 World Beer Championships in Chicago. On April 10th, the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads restaurant is pairing local craft brews by the Aviator Beer Company with a three-course meal. The activities continue on April 22nd as the Lantern Restaurant will host two Southern brewers in an evening of food and drink.
Beer Month also gives us an opportunity to bring our dining and drinking culture together where you can appreciate both what you eat and what you drink. And this is especially true. You know, the Triangle is one of the places where that's especially true, as in Chapel Hill.
Other local North Carolina Beer Month participants include Tyler's Restaurant and Tap Room, Steel String Craft Brewery, Star Point, Spanky's Restaurant, the Mystery Brewing Company, and the Carolina Brewery. For beer enthusiasts who want to venture outside of Orange County, Brown said there are events happening in beer destinations from Blowing Rock to Kill Devil Hills and everywhere in between.
It was not just that we wanted people to drive across North Carolina drinking beer, but we wanted to use beer as a way to get them to experience the whole wealth of travel offerings that North Carolina has.
For more information on events happening locally and across the state during North Carolina Beer Month, you can read this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A new report just out from the National Urban League says African Americans and Latinos are losing economic ground when compared with whites in the areas of employment and income. The annual report is called One Nation Underemployed, Jobs Rebuild America. It notes that the underemployment rate for African-American workers is 20.5%. That's compared with 18.4% for Hispanic workers and 11.8% for white workers. Underemployment is defined as those who are jobless or working part-time jobs but desiring full-time work. The report also says African-Americans are twice as likely as whites to be unemployed. The unemployment for blacks was 12% in February, compared with 5.8% for whites. National Urban League President Mark Morial says African-Americans and Latinos are being disproportionately left behind by post-recession job creation. Well, Roy and Coach K are both going to be around for quite some time. That's according to Art Chansey, coming up on The Notebook in just a few minutes here on WCHL, right behind WCHL Championship Sports. It's 8:15 and time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit and the brand new cornbread sandwiches, spicy chicken, and sweet southern pulled pork. Eat in or call ahead for takeout. They have 8 juicy hickory smoked meats you can choose from at Dickie's Barbecue Pit on the Chapel Hill side of Durham, right next to New Hope Commons. And now for the latest in traffic, let's check in with Rand North and find out what's happening.
Yeah, thank you very much, Ron. 15501 northbound and southbound between Columbia and Raleigh Road, NC54, seeing some delays. Minor to moderate there, nothing too major. 15501 northbound between Evans Church Road and I-40, also seeing some minor to moderate delays. NC54 heading westbound right now between I-40 and Barbie Chapel Road, also seeing some minor delays. Really nothing major out on the roadways right now. I-40 is moving smoothly. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
I like the sound of that. This is a whole lot better than yesterday.
That sure is.
All those problems we had yesterday on Stroud Hill going up on East Franklin Street there.
Exactly.
My goodness, hopefully. And I said this yesterday, just being here over the years, you wouldn't believe how many times we've had that kind of thing happen.
Oh, yeah.
Right there in that stretch, because there's a steep hill, for one thing.
Right.
The road is curvy.
Mm-hmm.
People tend to speed.
Sure,
and
do.
This time, where somebody slammed at 2:30 in the morning, somebody slammed into a power pole and caused all this issue to occur.
That's right.
You know, it's happened so many times in the past. So, you know, I just hope that one of these days people slow down when they're
keep
in that
it
area.
Safe over there. That's right.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Talk to you in a little bit here. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, presented by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Not only that, but their service department is open on Sundays, which unique. All right, it is 54 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Partly sunny, 40% chance of showers, mainly in the afternoon. Our high today about 80 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the middle 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a little bit warmer, high in the low 80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Overnight low tomorrow night, middle 50s. Then on Saturday, pretty good day, mostly sunny, only a 20% chance of showers, and that'll be early if it happens. High on Saturday in the low 70s. Saturday night, clear with a low 45. And then on Sunday, partly sunny with a high in the middle 60s. But bad news, we have a big chance of rain on Sunday night and all day on Monday. So, pretty good weekend all in all.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
And a report on Coach Fedora's spring football practice coming up just a couple of minutes here. News around town this morning. You're invited to the Ackland Art Museum for a special performance that brings theater together with art. It's called Activated Art at the Ackland. 5 10-minute original plays inspired by works of art at the museum and performed in front of those works. Tickets are now on sale at the Ackland Museum store. The performance is run from April 4th, which is, of course, tomorrow, all the way through the 13th. Book lovers, you're invited to the Chapel Hill Public Library tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday for the Friends of the Library's annual spring sale. This is a big deal. Tomorrow is the sale's opening day. It's for members only, but memberships will be available at the door. The sale will continue on Saturday from 10 until 5:30 and again on Sunday from 1 to 4. Proceeds benefit the Friends of the Library. some great bargains over there. And new research from UNC may offer a big step forward in the treatment of stroke patients. A study by Neurology Department Chair William Powers has found that doctors can help certain patients reduce the risk of a second stroke by keeping their blood pressure under control. Powers says doctors have long suspected this to be the case, but some have argued it might be better to keep blood pressure high. He says this new research provides more certainty. Powers published a study in the March 26 issue of Neurology. It is 8:20 at WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. And as promised, we're going to talk a little Carolina football this morning. Tar Heels continue to plug along in their spring preparations on the gridiron. Rather warm out there for football today and tomorrow. Head coach Larry Fedora opened up the practice gates yesterday to his players' professors, sharing the other side of the student-athletes on the field of play. What a great idea. WCHL's Matt Oakes has been hitting the practice fields at Carolina and has more.
Navy Field resembled something of a classroom Wednesday afternoon. The only notable disparities were these students dressed in pads and the room temperature was a balmy 82 degrees. Coach Fedora addressed throngs of UNC professors after practice, sharing his own educational tools and expertise with some of the world-class faculty at Chapel Hill. Coach Fedora says he's all for more opportunities to bridge the divide between academics and athletics.
And I think it's an opportunity for them to step into our classroom, you know, and see how we teach every day and then what these guys that are in their classes, what they do on a daily basis, you know, and the amount of time and effort that they put into their, you know, on the field things. And, you know, we're always open and getting them, just continuing to build that gap.
The Tar Heels road tripped it down to Charlotte last week for an open scrimmage. In the Queen City, the coaching staff threw all sorts of curveballs at the players. But above all, Coach Fedora says the trip provided valuable live reps for the team.
Well, I mean, for us, we got about 120-something reps, you know, of good live work with officials and, you know, a crowd and adverse conditions. So there were a lot of really good things. I mean, the guys were, you know, we put them in as many uncomfortable situations as possible, and hopefully they'll get comfortable in those situations.
New offensive coordinator Seth Luttrell says he's really enjoying his transition into the Chapel Hill community.
Yeah, it's awesome. Chapel Hill's been great. People are great. Players and coaches have been great. Family really enjoys it, so I'm just glad the weather's back to where it's Carolina blue. And, you know, transition's always initially hard because it's different, but it's been great. People around here have been fabulous, and I've really enjoyed it.
One of the areas of concern for Coach Luttrell and the Tar Heels in 2014 will be the offensive line. The absence of James Hurst is devastating to the unit, and Coach Fedora isn't hiding anything, saying the success of the big men up front will dictate the team's success.
What you try to do is you ask the opposing coach if they'll go 7-on-7, and if they won't do 7-on-7, then you just, you know, good luck to you. I've never been on a good team that didn't have an offensive line. I mean, you won't be good. There's just no way around it. I mean, you can only do so many smoke and mirror tricks, and eventually you got to block somebody.
As a whole, Coach Fedora says the Tar Heels will never live up to his expectations in spring football, but he says striving for improvement each and every day will help the team achieve its goal of playing in the ACC championship game.
We still got a long way to go, but we're making progress, and that's all that I care about right now. I mean, they're not going to reach my expectations right now this spring, but we are making progress, and that's what I want. Is the challenge is to be a little bit better than we were the day before. So hopefully you keep raising that bar and you get better by the end of the spring. You're a pretty good football team.
The public will be afforded the opportunity to grab a hard look at the progression of the Tar Heels for themselves next Saturday at Keenan Stadium in the form of the blue and white spring game. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
You know, we're always excited about Carolina baseball around here, and the Tar Heels in the middle of a season. They got a win the other day, and now they're back in the win column. An important series coming up this weekend against Boston College. Another reason to get excited about baseball right now, minor league baseball, very high-level minor league baseball, and Durham Bulls baseball team opens up its 2014 International League season tonight at a freshly renovated Durham Bulls Athletic Park, a 6 o'clock game with the Gwinnett Braves. Last season, the Bulls claimed the Governor's Cup, their fourth in their history, and this Saturday, members of the 2013 team will be handed their championship rings as a part of the festivities for what's being called Championship Saturday for the 5 p.m. contest between the Bulls and the Braves. The $20 million facelift to the ballpark includes updated stadium video displays. Tickets to the AAA baseball team's games can be found on DurhamBulls.com or the DBAP box office, which is right outside the stadium gates. in downtown Durham. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning. I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
It looks like Coach K and Old Roy will be around for a while. This is Art Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Mike Krzyzewski and Roy Williams will be heading for Dallas today in the Final Four. Their teams aren't playing. It's been 4 years for Coach K and five for Williams after a run of five Final Fours in 7 years between 2004 and 2010, with two titles for the Tar Heels and one for the Blue Devils. And while both coaches are well into their 60s now, there has been little retirement talk coming out of either camp. In fact, the 67-year-old Krzyzewski announced this week that he would be coaching the Blue Devils at least five more seasons. If you do the math, it might have been a recruiting ploy for current high school juniors, and the reason he made that commitment in a postseason press conference after his team got bounced from the NCAA tournament in its first game for the second time in the last 3 years. Those kinds of losses usually spur retirement speculation for veteran coaches. It sure did for Dean Smith every time he lost a game later in his career. For Coach K, the new five-year plan came right after Duke received a commitment from 6'5 shooting guard Luke Kennard, who is in the high school class of 2015. And Duke is looking to lock up at least one of Kennard's buddies. So the 1 year left in high school and the maximum of 4 years at Duke gives you the magic number of five. Williams is under contract at Carolina through the 2018 season, which is four more years, but we all know that he can stay as long as he wants, and it may well be more than four if his health remains good. Old Roy has a great recruiting class coming in this fall and is working hard as ever on his next class. The Tar Heels are in the hunt for several great high school juniors as well. So the current phase of the Duke-Carolina rivalry, which some fans around here have taken for granted for years, seems good for the immediate future. Through his 11 seasons back at UNC, Williams' record against Duke and K is 10-13, but that is with literally four last-play losses, including the one we all want back, Austin Rivers' buzzer beater 3 years ago. With the talent both coaches have returning and coming in, it looks like the next five seasons will be something special. And that Final Four drought for both of them is bound to end. Kentucky and Louisville played in the NCAA tournament this year. Duke and Carolina never have. But that very well could end before the careers of their current coaches do. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates. Call or stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank. You deserve banking like this.
Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been in business since 1907 and been here in downtown Carrboro since 1923. We've always strived to provide you with the three most valuable things in the construction supply business: competitive prices, excellent customer service, and top quality building products. That's our goal to you. So please stop by to see just why Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been going strong for over a century. You'll be glad you did. We appreciate your business. Here comes Fitch.
Oh, wow. Look at these pictures of Mom and Dad from college. Those glasses are frightening.
If you're considering LASIK surgery, check out the experienced team at the UNC Kittner Eye Center.
No kidding. Those glasses are enormous.
We offer the highest quality laser solutions and the best technology available.
Kind of makes you wonder what we'll look like when we're their age.
Call us to schedule a screening today. 30 years from now, you may very well thank us again. The UNC Kittner Eye Center. Call 919-445-2020 or visit us at unci.org.
This is Neris Levy.
And this is Jackie Helvey.
The 17th annual community dinner celebrating Orange County's cultural diversity will be held on Sunday, April 27th at 1 p.m. at the McDougall Schools Cafetorium in Cobra.
This is a great event for the whole family, and it just won a national award. Last year, over 650 people came to the dinner for great food, fellowship, and entertainment.
Mama Dip's Kitchen and some restaurants are cooking the main meal, while other local restaurants and organizations are donating entrees and desserts.
Our great slate of entertainers includes the Chapel Hill Karen Youth Dancers, Bio My Youth Jazz Group, and more. And Ron Stutz from WCHL is our MC.
Tickets are $8 for adults, $3 for children 10 and under, and are on sale at many venues. Go to our website, communitydinner.org, for more information.
Every dinner has been a sellout, so get your tickets soon.
This is Neris Levy.
And this is Jackie Helvey.
See you at the dinner on April 27th.
This coming May is no ordinary month at WCHL. We're taking our Performance Auto Mall Village Pride Awards and dedicating them daily to local hometown hero moms. It's the Village Pride Award May Month of Moms. Visit chapelboro.com and tell us why your mom deserves to be a hometown hero. Every mom featured as a Village Pride Award recipient will receive a special treat, and we'll randomly select one person who submitted a nominee to win a VIP DPAC experience. You have until April 20th to submit your nomination, and there's only 22 days of Hometown Heroes in the month of May, so share your love for your mom with WCHL and chapelboro.com and get your submission in. Thanks to our Village Pride Award sponsors, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, home of the WOW. And happy Mother's Day from all of us at 97.9 FM, 1360 AM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com.
Oh, that's going to be a lot of fun. Get your nominations in, and we might be honoring your mother. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather brought to you by Fifth Season Gardening in downtown Carborough. Grow organic this spring with the area's finest selection of organic vegetable starch, seeds, soils, and fertilizer. Fifth Season, not your garden variety gardening store. It is going to be nice today. Partly sunny. There is a 40% chance of a shower in the afternoon. High today about 80. I can deal with that. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 55. And then tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies with the highs in the low 80s.
This is your home for Carolina baseball. The Tar Heels are hosting a series with Boston College this weekend, and you can hear it on WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heels station.
News update, I'm Dave Barrett. First in 2009 and again yesterday.
We have a shooter
in Texas, a soldier. Three people died. 16 others were wounded before Ivan Lopez turned his .45 caliber handgun on himself. Correspondent Anna Werner.
At this point, military officials have not identified the motive for this shooting. They do know that the gun Lopez used was purchased here locally recently and that it was not registered as required here on base.
Lopez had served a four-month tour in Iraq back in 2011. CBS's David Martin says the Army specialist was being evaluated for a number of mental health issues, including depression and anxiety.
What frequently happens is a soldier goes back to his home base and he's complaining of problems and they start treatment there. Then as a normal result of being transferred about to different bases in the Army, he gets sent to another base and then the process has to start all over again.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning, it is 8:32 and WCHL 54 degrees in Chapel Hill. Warming up now. High today about 80 degrees. A 40% chance of rain later on in the day. Listen, just when you might be just about finished sneezing and feeling stuffy from that winter cold or flu that so many of us have had, prepare to start sneezing and feeling stuffy all over again because of the springtime pollen. The beginning of allergy season doesn't hit everybody hard, but for those who tend to suffer most, this year could be especially tough. The next couple of weeks could be miserable. Allergist and immunologist Dr. David Fitzhugh of Chapel Hill explains why this is going to hit us so hard.
With a typical, relatively mild winter in the southeastern United States, we have kind of a gradual release of the spring pollens. And typically we see this coming on in late February, perhaps the beginning of March. But because we had such an unusually harsh and cold winter this year, that spring pollen has been delayed quite a bit.
That means that instead of a gradual release of spring pollen, we're looking at what Fitzhugh calls a sudden explosion, which means it'll be worse than usual.
Having these sustained temperatures, particularly nightly temperatures above 50 and daily temperatures above 65, 70, we'll see a very rapid increase in the spring pollens in the next couple of weeks.
He says it could peak any time 2 to 4 weeks from now. Fitzhugh, who runs Allergy Partners of Chapel Hill, recommends that mild to moderate allergy sufferers take over-the-counter antihistamines daily. If symptoms persist beyond that, nasal steroids could be the answer. Fitzhugh says that if none of those things work, you might want to consider getting an allergy shot. To check pollen counts in our area, you can visit the site of the American Academy of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology at aaaai.org. That's four A's and an I.org. And click on the appropriate link. You can also Check out this story on our website at chapelboro.com for more details. Orange County commissioners have awarded a bid to finally build the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association Community Center. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
This has been a long time coming. This has been something that has been anticipated, but I think with some degree of skepticism.
That's Orange County Commissioner Earl McKee, who voted along with all of his fellow commissioners on Tuesday night to award a $522,488 bid to Riggs Herod Builders of Durham for the construction of the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association Community Center. Director of Asset Management Jeff Thompson of Riggs Herod said that if the permitting process runs on a fast track, construction could start in early May and take 6 to 8 months. The project has been in the works for a long time. It's part of a remediation plan for the historically African-American neighborhood that straddles the jurisdictions of Orange County, Chapel Hill, and Carrboro. Residents have lived with the landfill and its environmental impact for 40 years. The community center was put on hold last September when bids came in at between $1.3 and $1.6 million. Commissioners had authorized $650,000 for the project, so it was literally sent back to the drawing board. On Tuesday, project architect Patrick LeBeau of Perkins & Will in Durham explained to commissioners how small changes in design allowed for the bid to come in under budget this time.
The building has shrunk a little bit in height and elevation, but we feel like it's still going to be a great community center. We're happy about it, and we hope that you guys will be as well.
The site will include a basketball court and playground. The building itself will have a large community room that holds between 70 and 80 people for events, as well as office and kitchen space, a computer room, a library, and a regular classroom. Commissioner Mark Dorison expressed his excitement and made this proposal.
If this total project comes in for less than $650,000, I would support us committing to the $650,000 we said we would put in for any additional furniture, kitchen equipment, any of the things that might have been pulled out.
The next day, Minister Robert Campbell, president of the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association, said he was grateful for all the people who worked together to get this far.
There's so many things that can be accomplished with this community center, to give our young people somewhere to socially engage, or to also to help enhance the community through different programs.
Campbell said those will include after-school programs, classes for parents, and nutrition workshops. He added that the center may also be home to a food bank. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It is 8:36 at WCHL, and we have a couple of special guests in the studio this morning, and I'm all excited to talk to them. Wendy Smith and Bridget McMillan Smith, all here. And how you guys doing? These are the Cameron women, Cameron's women. And they were one of our Healthiest You Challenge sponsors. And thank you, first of all, for doing that. And thank you for coming in this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. We enjoy being part of the Healthiest You Challenge.
It's a really exciting thing. And I'm glad that you both ran over here this morning to continue that tradition and to set a good example for everybody else. You know, so that's why you're so svelte and such great shapes. We have talked recently about Cameron's being in a brand new location, University Mall, for years and years and years in Chapel Hill, and now in Carrboro. And Wendy, how have things been?
We've loved it. It's a really great change for us. It's fun to have a brand new space. We love meeting all the new people wandering in, getting a lot of foot traffic from the hotel, which is fun. So we get to meet a lot of people from out of town.
Bridget, have you met a lot of new people with this, and people who maybe not have shopped at Cameron's before?
Yeah, actually, we have. Our new space is very visible. We've got a huge sign that faces right on Main Street, sort of catty-corner to Main Street. And a lot of people have wandered in not having ever heard of Cameron's, even though we've been around for, you know, over 30 years. And they've all been delighted with the store, which is really fun. It's fun to, you know, get new people and have them just as excited as our old customers.
You know, I've said for years that Cameron's is the coolest store in Chapel Hill, and now Cameron's is the coolest store in Carrboro. There's no question about it. But you guys have a lot of special things going on right now for the month of April. And what is happening, Wendy?
Well, we have this one line of clothing called Angel Rocks, and it basically, the staple of the line is a wrap dress that you can do several different things with. You can make it into several different dresses, tops, skirts. So Angel Rocks is partnering with a local nonprofit called the Peru Project, and they're going to be doing a fashion show at City Kitchen on the 10th from 7 to 9:30. We are going to work with them, and through the month of April, we're going to be offering 10% of our sales of Angel Rocks will be donated to the Peru Project.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be a lot of fun. And you guys always get involved with things that are happening in the community, and that's really one of the cool things. And a whole new set of things happening in Carrboro-Bridge, I would imagine.
Yeah, one thing that we're excited about towards the end of this month, on the 26th of April, mostly all the businesses at 300 East Main are coming together to help support the Art Center in their local roots spring crafts fair, which is going to be right there in the parking lot at 300 East Main. And a lot of the stores and restaurants are going to be offering specials. We're going to have face painting and a dunking booth. All sorts of fun carnival-type things going on. But the main attraction is going to be a lot of local craftspeople coming out to sell their wares and, you know, show you what they've been creating during the cold winter months.
I just want you to know that somebody asked me to be in that dunking booth, and I've been there, done that, ain't doing that anymore.
Oh, come on.
Not for any amount of money. But for the folks who may not know about what's going on at 300 East Main Street, it really is an exciting complex. Wendy, what can people find there in addition to Cameron's?
Well, right next to us is Hickory Tavern, which is a great sports bar. If you like to watch sports, it's the place to be. And then right around the corner, Womancraft just opened up at the beginning of the year. So if you need a gift, you should definitely come to 300 East Main. You've got both us and Womancraft.
And some other things coming, too, yeah.
Yep. Some more restaurants are coming. Fleet Feet is right there as well. Mm-hmm. Best place to buy athletic wear.
Not to mention the hotel. And,
yep.
You know, the art center is there.
Of course, yeah.
Cat's Cradle over there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a pretty exciting place to be. Bridget, you know, I always like to tell people about all the things that you guys have. You have such great jewelry and all kinds of things that you're not going to find anyplace else. But one of the best things is the greeting cards.
Yeah, I have the lucky job of picking out the greeting cards.
Oh, really? Is that you?
Yep, I'm the one who gets to do that. We do have a couple lines where the sales reps pick them out for us, but for the most part, I pick out the cards. And, you know, it's fun to really try to find those unusual cards that people aren't going to find everywhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of times if people have an unusual occasion they need a card for, they come to us. And it's fun to have that challenge of finding the perfect card for them.
Well, like I said, you find stuff there you can't find anyplace else, maybe even a I Am Openly Carrboro t-shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
Love seeing those things around. So anyway, thank you both for coming in today. If somebody else wants to find out more about your store, I can't imagine it, but if there's somebody who lives here and has not been to Cameron's before, Wendy, how can they find out more?
Well, I mean, the best thing is just to come on down to the store, but you can also check us out on our Facebook page. We're under Cameron's on Facebook, and we update it daily with everything that's going on, all the new merchandise coming in.
All right. Bridget, thank you for coming in this morning and providing the coffee for everybody.
Thanks, Ron.
Your generosity never ceases to amaze me. You guys have a great day.
All right. You too, Ron.
See you again soon.
Thank you.
It is 8:42 at WCHL, and a good morning to you.
And now it's time for The Professionals, local service, daily insights.
I'm Mark Vitale. I'm the owner of All About Insurance, one of Nationwide's largest insurance agencies. Very proud to be the leader of that operation. In 1982, my wife and I got married, and we embarked on a career that neither one of us had ever thought we would do, and that was open up a restaurant in Chapel Hill on Rosemary Street. Like everything, we worked really hard. It started with nothing. Unfortunately, it wore us out, but it also taught us that there is nothing to learn business better than the restaurant business when you're totally in it. You really learn how hard it is, and everything else is easy in comparison. I go around the country helping people in the insurance industry build their businesses, and this is the first thing I say. First of all, you have to love what you do. To me, that's the pinnacle, is that you love what you do, or you have a reason why you want to build this business. What I try to teach people is to continue to get back to the basics, whatever it is that created you and created your business. Continually build off of those things. The reality is that it's real important what we do. It's a profession, it's not a job. So you can call in Chapel Hill at 919-933-4000 or stop in at Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard, or you could check us out at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights. What better way to celebrate Easter than the best brunch in town at the Carolina Inn's Crossroads Restaurant? Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn, inviting you to dine in our iconic local landmark while feasting on a delicious Easter brunch buffet. We'll be featuring both traditional brunch fare as well as carving stations, holiday entrees, and more. Enjoy an amazing assortment of delectable dishes designed to delight the most sophisticated palates.
For reservations and more information, visit CarolinaCrossroadsCuisine.com.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the overwhelming popularity of our 79-cent fountain drinks with chewy ice, but we need to clarify a few misconceptions. Cruiser serves our soft drinks at a tongue-tingling 34 degrees, but cannot be held liable for brain freezes. Our fountain drinks are made with 100% pure filtered water, but we make absolutely no Fountain of Youth claims. Though in extreme demand, federal law prohibits chewy ice from being used as currency. And although our Taste Great guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. 79-cent fountain drinks with chewy ice, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
Oh, wow. Look at these pictures of Mom and Dad from college. Those glasses are frightening.
If you're considering LASIK surgery, check out the experienced team at the UNC Kittner Eye Center.
No kidding. Those glasses are enormous.
We offer the highest quality laser solutions and the best technology available.
Kind of makes you wonder what we'll look like when we're their age.
Call us to schedule a screening today. 30 years from now, you may very well thank us at the UNC Kittner Eye Center. Call 919-445-2020 or visit us at unci.org.
Hello, this is Freddie Kiger of WCHL, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with my good buddy, Ron Stutz.
All right, Freddie, thank you very much, buddy. It is 8:45 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the Commentators.
This is Lou Margolis. Three cheers for Kane Coulter, quarterback of the Northwestern University Wildcats football team, for leading his teammates in a huge win. Their victory? They have won the right to organize to seek fair compensation from the university for their labor. The Regional National Labor Relations Board ruled that the players qualify as employees of the university and therefore can legally form a union. Some may think that unionization is a bad strategy for college football players. Some may say that it will take years before this courageous step by these players shows results, because Northwestern has challenged the regional ruling, triggering a long process of hearings and perhaps even court deliberations at the national level. Surely, other universities and the NCAA, institutions with strong vested interests in the morally dubious current practices of big-time college sports, will try to stop this fundamental threat to their unfair business models. Whether unions are good or bad for college sports, or whether the legal system is the best strategy to resolve these conflicts, are both beside the point, it seems to me, when it comes to cheering for these players. There are two reasons to cheer. First, this decision shines the brightest light yet on the unfairness of the big-time college sports model. To anyone who cares to look closely, Division I football and basketball players, as a group, are the only real amateurs in the current system. Everybody else makes tons of money from their gargantuan media contracts, luxury seating, and sales of sports paraphernalia. In a more innocent time, athletes were supposedly compensated with a free education, but we now know, in vivid, excruciating, and sad detail, that in too many cases, universities have not held up their end of the bargain. They have not provided an education. The NLRB has said that the right to unionize is one way, perhaps not the best way, but at least one way to see that labor agreements are honored. The second reason to cheer, the most wonderful reason to cheer, is that this young man and his teammates have given true voice to the mission of universities, a voice that rarely comes from big-time revenue sports. All great universities have mission statements similar to UNC's to, quote, advance scholarship, research, and service, unquote. Apparently, Mr. Coulter took the lessons that he had learned in a course at Northwestern and then, through further analysis and then application, led his teammates in an educational process so that they as well came to understand how they were unfairly being taken advantage of and how they could challenge this unfairness. For all who love universities, is there a better example of how these players, through their scholarship, research, and service, can make a difference in the world? Wouldn't it be great for the outstanding UNC programs like the Carolina Center for Public Service, the Thorpe Faculty Engaged Scholars, and many others to learn from the bold leadership of these Northwestern students? This is Lou Margolis.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
One more quick look at morning traffic on WCHL, brought to you by Fifth Season Gardening Company. Organic gardening, homebrew, hydroponics, cheese making, and much more at their downtown Carborough store, right behind Glass Half Full. Fifth Season, not your garden variety gardening store. All right, it is 55 degrees, partly sunny, 40% chance of showers, mainly in the afternoon. High today about 80. That's your weather. As far as traffic is concerned, things, we have some of the usual slowdowns, but not really anything that serious right now. Anytime throughout the day, if you spot any traffic problems, certainly if you're involved in any, then get in touch with us at WCHL. You can call us in the newsroom, 919-9678-363, and become a WCHL Road Warrior. You can also tweet us if you like and let us know what's going on, and we will pass along the word. Thank you very much.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Warmer weather has finally made its way back to North Carolina, and we are ready to celebrate at Great Outdoor Provision Company. Right now, we're featuring a fantastic collection of sharp, inspired apparel from Southern Marsh. From Gadwall gingham button-ups to authentic tees highlighting sport fishing in the Old North State, these products from Southern Marsh are sure to enhance your summer adventures from the mountains to the coast. Stop by your local shop today and discover the entire collection. Great Outdoor Provision Company. Like us on Facebook and visit greatoutdoorprovision.com.
Will you be our neighbor? If you or someone you know is moving or building a home in Chapel Hill, Harrington Bank is your first stop in financing your new dream home. Harrington Bank offers competitive rates and products for construction loans, renovation loans, home equity loans, and refinancing options. Let's be neighbors and give us a call today. Harrington Bank is conveniently located at Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
My house is really spent. Every inch of it is low rent. No class, I'm such a nerd. It's time to call Cedarburg. It just really makes good sense. 30 years experience. Call the man with means and the dream team, Bill Cedarburg.
For more information, go to cedarburgkitchens.com.
The Kennedy Dental Group has relocated to brand new offices in the former WCHL building at the bottom of East Franklin Street. For more than 20 years, the Kennedy Dental Group has established an unbeatable standard of diagnosis, treatment, and dental care for patients. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, Richard Wagner, and Leland Webb have more than 100 years of experience and continue to be recognized locally in the best dentist category. Visit their brand new offices at 1721 East Franklin Street or go to kennedydentalgroup.com.
Listen, quick thing to mention to you this morning. Have you ever nominated someone to be a WCHL hometown hero? You hear him every day on WCHL. Coming up in just a couple of minutes here, you're going to hear all about Paul Cleaver, executive director of Charles House. And that's a great facility and a great organization. And we'll tell you why he's a hometown hero. But listen, now is your chance to really make your nomination count because it's the Village Pride Award May Month of Moms. Visit chapelboro.com, our website. Tell us why your mom or any mom you know deserves to be recognized as a WCHL hometown hero. By submitting your nomination, you're automatically eligible to win a VIP D-Pack package to see Joseph and the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat with premium tickets, VIP parking, and a dinner gift card. You have until April 20th to submit your nomination, so share your love for your mom or any mom you know with WCHL and chapelboro.com and get your submission in now. Go to chapelboro.com for all the details, and we might be honoring your mom soon. Listen, speaking of DFAC, who loves Led Zeppelin? Man, I love Led Zeppelin. Just absolutely crazy about that band. But if you do, you probably already know about the best tribute band around, Get the Led Out. They've been selling out theaters and concert halls on the East Coast. From the bombastic and epic, the folky and mystical Get the Led Out have captured the essence of the recorded music of Led Zeppelin and brought it to the big concert stage. You'll hear everything from Dazed and Confused to Stairway to Heaven to Over the Hills and Far Away and so many others. And we have a pair of tickets to give away to Sunday night show at 7 o'clock at DPEC. If you'd like a pair of tickets to go see Get the Led Out at DPEC this Sunday, I will have your opportunity. We'll do it twice tomorrow on WCHL. Your opportunity to win a pair of tickets to see this great show on Sunday night at Durham Performing Arts Center. You're a big Led Zeppelin fan, as I am, then your opportunity to win is coming up, so keep listening.
Oh, wow. Look at these pictures of Mom and Dad from college. Those glasses are frightening.
If you're considering LASIK surgery, check out the experienced team at the UNC Kittner Eye Center.
No kidding. Those glasses are enormous.
We offer the highest quality laser solutions and the best technology available.
Kind of makes you wonder what we'll look like when we're their age.
Call us to schedule a screening today. 30 years from now, you may very well thank us again. The UNC Kittner Eye Center. Call 919-445-2020 or visit us at unci.org.
Everyone's talking about the new Hickory Tavern in Carrboro, the hottest bar and grill in town. Open daily 11:30 to 2 a.m. The Hickory Tavern has a mouth-watering menu from steaks to burgers to build-your-own salads. 40 beer taps, more than half from North Carolina, and 60 different bottled beers. Lunch, dinner, happy hour, ladies' night, date night, late night, and of course, game day. The Hickory Tavern. 300 East Main in Carrboro, next to the Arts Center and the Hampton Inn and Suites. Come see what everyone is talking about.
Wake up every morning with one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, Ron Stutz in the Morning News. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Incredibly easy word of the day today from Wayne Pond. What is the word? How do you spell it? What does it mean? 919-929-WCHL is your number to call right now. You can be a winner. $10 gift card to Cruisers is on the line. Wayne's word of the day, always brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Your number to call one more time. 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Paul Cleaver is Executive Director of Charles House, and he's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
We're a daytime elder care center. We provide daytime care and activities for older people who are being cared for by their family.
It does have some challenges, but Paul Cleaver loves his job.
It's one of the best jobs there is in town. Charles House is a great organization. We serve some of the greatest families that live in our community, families that are providing just exceptional care and love for some of the most prized residents we have. Running Charles House is working with a volunteer board of directors, members of our community who steward a very important mission for improving the elder care services in our community, working with a great staff of people who are just wonderful with older people with cognitive impairments, physical impairments, that sort of thing, and working with many volunteers that come and do programs, work with the participants. It's just great.
And Paul Cleaver says the Charles House experience is rewarding for everyone involved.
Well, the gratification I get mostly is being able to represent this great community and mission as important as Charles House. To see the stress that families may be under, to be alleviated some by the services that we provide, to make the day for someone who comes to Charles House and spends the day with us, you know, versus staying at home either alone or doing what they might do at home, but to have the opportunity to do that with peers, and it's a lot of fun and effect and vitality to know that we send people home maybe tired but well fed and with a full rich day behind them so that their families can keep going. Their families can keep doing what they do, which is 24/7 providing care, keeping their families together, whether it's their spouse, their mother or father, maybe even an aunt or uncle that they're keeping at home or taking care of, being responsible for their care in some other setting. You know, it doesn't get better than that.
Paul Cleaver says Charles House could use your help.
People can learn more about Charles House by checking out our website, www.charleshouse.org, or giving us a call right here. I'm always love talking with people about Charles House and letting them know about it.
Helping people and their families, helping them all cope. That's what it's all about at Charles House. Paul Cleaver, Executive Director, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right, congratulations, Brian Thornburg. You knew the word of the day, bovine, B-O-V-I-N-E. It means of or related to cows. Brian's got to get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Thank you so much.
When you turned 60, you still felt pretty good. At 70, you started slowing down a bit. But now, you just can't argue with it anymore. So you have a choice to make. Will you spend your days drinking those shakes your daughter keeps buying? Or will you get out and live? Home Instead Senior Care has been giving seniors the tools they need to really live their lives for over a decade. Sometimes you just need an extra set of hands. There's a difference between living and really living, and that difference is Home Instead. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast brought to you by the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and an incredibly talented culinary team, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. It is going to be partly sunny all day, 40% chance of showers, mainly in the afternoon. Our high today about 80. Right now it is 56 degrees in Chapel Hill and warming up gradually. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the middle 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the low 80s. Tomorrow night, 30% chance of rain with a low in the middle 50s. Good weekend on Saturday, we'll be in the low 70s. On Sunday, our temperatures in the middle 60s. Get ready.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happened. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Carolina women's basketball.
Kicks it outside. The Diamond of Shields three-pointer is in there.
WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Many military investigators